So, welcome to Harry Elkins Widener Memorial Library. Now, this library has a fun story, so I'm going to monologue for a little bit. Once upon a time, there was this man, Harry Widener, who graduated in 1907. Now, Widener loved books. He absolutely loved them. So, as a graduation present, him and his mom went on a journey to Europe to go on a rare book hunt. And they found all sorts of first edition tomes and novels, and they were so successful they decided to travel back in style on this fun little ship called the Titanic. So what happened was, Harry and his mom supposedly had gotten onto a lifeboat, but when Harry realized that he had left his books on the ship, he supposedly jumped back on and was never seen from again. So his mother was so devastated at the loss of her son that she decided to have a library built to commemorate his love of books. So that's why we have Widener Library today. But there's a couple interesting things you may or may not know about Widener Library. Now this is interesting because Harvard's gotten a lot bigger since the Titanic sank. So what did they do when they got lots and lots of books? In fact, they dug downward. If you look right behind me, you see all of that grass. In fact, below that is 60 miles of shelving. The library goes down 4 floors. It's an absolutely incredible space. But what's really relevant is that also located in Widener Library is the site of the Hauser Studio, recently completed this past January. Now, what is the Hauser Studio? You may know it as actually where CS50 Live is shot.